Raphael Epstein on 774 ABC Melbourne.
The fallout from the Occupy Melbourne protests. The police were called in and said they did what they had to do, and around 100 people were involved in that clash on Friday. And there have been some similar scenes in Sydney over the weekend. But the Occupy Melbourne people say they are not going to go away. Joining us is Peter Ryan, the Deputy Premier and Minister for Police. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Raphael.
Do you agree with the Lord Mayor's characterisation of the protesters? He wrote yesterday that they're self-righteous, narcissistic, self-indulgent rabble.
I think everybody has their point of view about the people who participated in the rally, but whatever the point of view might be, what the Victorian police have done is what they are there to do. They have enforced the law. I thought they were magnificent. I thought they were professional. I thought that they conducted themselves very responsibly. And having been warned to leave the location, these people, having indicated earlier in the week that they would go peacefully, that circumstance we witnessed should have happened, I think is entirely on their head.
Do you think it could have been handled any other way?
No, I think the police were very, very professional. They carefully planned what they would do. They executed those plans very, very ably. Having regard to the amount of actual resource available to them, it could have been handled. It could have been handled in a much, much more direct manner. I thought they were in the total.
So you thought the police were quite restrained?
Say again?
You thought the police were quite restrained?
In the total context of what they were dealing with, yes, I do.
Any concerns over chokeholds, the police using that particular way to get people out of the city?
No. The police advised me that those holds were not used. There was a photograph, I think, in the weekend papers which reflected one such hold being applied, but police responded immediately to that assertion. And look, the basic position with this is that those who do have a complaint to make, they have their rights at law. Police, like all members of the community, are obliged to act in accordance with the law. And if people do have a complaint, they will make it and it will be dealt with.
Do you know what law the protesters were breaking?
Well, they were occupying a space which is owned by the City of Melbourne. The City of Melbourne had said time's up. They were asked to leave, they were trespassing, and so they were asked to move on. They didn't, they were removed.
So they don't have any right to stay there because it's public space?
Sorry?
I'm just wondering if they have any legal right to stay there because it's a public space.
Well, no, I don't believe that they do. It is a space owned by the City of Melbourne. And look, Raphael, without for a moment meaning to be facetious about this, if these people turn up and camp in your front yard next week, I can assure you the police will be there to look after your interest and anybody else who is listening to this program. They are entitled to protest, these folk. They are perfectly entitled to protest, one of our great democratic foundations. But to conduct themselves in the way that they did, in the sense that they were there for the week, they said they would leave peacefully when called upon to do so. They were given a couple of hours' warning. What they then did was call up others to come and join them. And, of course, when the time came, many of them, not all of them, but many of them refused to leave. The police moved them on. I mean, that is the law.
Sure.
The police enforced the law.
You're a politician and you understand the way people's feelings, angers, frustrations feed into a genuine sort of, into real political votes and politicians like yourself getting elected. Do you think that the Occupy Melbourne, Occupy New York, Occupy Boston, if it's in hundreds of cities around the world, do you think it started anything worthwhile, anything of interest?
I think we're yet to see that, really. But look, it's an incidental. I mean, the basic point you make really throws up the notion that if you are going to try and second-guess yourself about these issues, if you're going to try and second-guess the way in which they should be dealt with on a basis of what might ultimately be...
Oh, no, I'm just wondering. I'm not connecting their intentions to whatever happened on Friday. I just wonder if... I mean, you understand politics better than a lot of people.
Sure.
Do you think they've started something interesting?
Oh, well, taking your question given, I think that when these situations arise, I say these situations, in that from time to time, there are instances where issues arise globally that in a contemporary world attract plenty of interest from locations across the globe. That's the nature of things now. And so I don't think it's surprising that every now and then we get something of this notion which does create interest, and we get some people who want to talk about it in the way that they have around the world, and that's fine. I think that's a great thing.